Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to live out what we've been learning this week. And this week we've been learning how Jesus is God. And yet, so many people missed him when he walked on this earth. When God himself walked on this earth, so many people missed or outright rejected him. Even his own people. Around Jesus at the time, there were two broad strokes of people. There were the Jews and the Greeks and those who'd been influenced by the Greeks. Two major philosophies lived around Jesus. And even his own people who believed in one God, who shared this common heritage with Jesus, rejected him. The Bible makes a point of saying this. In verse 11, his own people did not accept him. Even after their generations of people studying the Word of God, Jesus' own people rejected him and pushed him away. It wasn't their pedigree or their long history of serving and worshiping God that could save them. Only God himself can save us from sin. Now, the Greeks, on the other hand, had developed this incredible school of philosophy. And people still study it today, and it informs all kinds of beliefs that we still hold as modern people. Greek philosophy was an incredible thing. People had been studying and looking for this word of life, the Logos, this personification of wisdom. And yet, here he was standing right in front of them. And many of them went right back to studying it, not recognizing that what they'd been looking for was right there. How many of us still do this today? We pour our time into looking for God when in fact God was looking for us. God was right there. God has been in this world and is inviting us to be adopted into his family as his children. How many of us ignore that invitation because we're too busy looking and searching and studying to actually notice he's there? How many of us are learning so much about God that we don't actually know God? As John chapter 1 verse 10 says, the world did not know him. These people who'd been created to be God's children, God was their father, yet they did not all recognize him as their father. He wants to adopt them into his family through his son, Jesus, coming to this earth to gather around him God's family. And yet so many rejected and pushed him away and ignored him, not recognizing the incredible invitation and opportunity that stood in front of them and that still stands in front of us today, even though Jesus isn't walking the earth as a human today. His invitation to join God's family still stands. We may think we can find God somehow by studying harder, meditating more, praying more, doing more, serving more, whatever it might be, when in fact God has been doing everything for us and simply invites us to receive his gift of grace and love. You might remember my story from Monday about missing an exam. I was studying so hard for it that I actually missed it. We can do that with our lives too. There are things in life that we pursue, like we think there's going to be an exam at the end of life that we'll have to pass. We have to accumulate a certain amount of knowledge or experiences or money or whatever it might be. And we can be so busy studying for life's exam that we miss life. God created us for life, not just to pass some test when we die. He created us to live life with him in his way now and in the future. The final exam we do face is whether we can overcome death. None of us can do that. Only Jesus could. He passed the exam we never could. He died and rose again. An exam you and I could never pass, but he could. And he did that so we could follow him to life with God forever, to eternal life that he paid for, that he earned by passing that test of living the perfect, holy, sinless life and then sacrificing it for all of us. Well, we were too busy passing exams about money and fame and fortune and about how many experiences we can accumulate and things like that. When we were all focused on the things in this world, Jesus was passing the real exam with flying colors. We don't want to miss life for all the distractions. That's your challenge for today. Don't miss life for all the distractions. How have you been trying to find God or earn your place with God and God's family? What have you been trying to do or say or live or be that's causing you the anxiety of feeling like you can't keep up and you can't do it and you can't pass that test? What have you been studying so hard for that you'll actually miss the exam that Jesus has already passed for you? How can you rely instead on Jesus? On his having passed the ultimate exam for us, for all of us, and you. If that's causing you anxiety and fear, Don't worry, you're not alone. None of us can pass life's tests on our own. None of us can pass the ultimate test on our own, surviving death, except for Jesus. And so turn to Him. When life is overwhelming, when life feels like an exam, and you're studying so hard you'll miss it, turn to Him. He's already passed. Don't spend your entire life studying for an exam you don't need to take, looking for a God who's actually trying to find you. What kind of things distract you in life? What kinds of things are you all anxious about and pouring your energy and life into that God has already accomplished? What's keeping you from actually knowing God? Are you spending too much time trying to know about God? What would it look like to actually spend time knowing God? Well, I hope you'll discuss that with some friends, neighbors, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life. Have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect. Bye for now.